Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that His Spirit may be born anew in our hearts this day, and that we may joyfully welcome Him to reign over us. Open our ears that we may hear again the angelic chorus of old. Open our lips that we too may sing with uplifted hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And you all just have freedom tonight. If you want to stand, stand. If you want to remain seated, remain seated. I'm not going to say stand or sit down. You just do what's comfortable with you. And whatever, just be free in that. Jeannie Burke is going to open us up reading Isaiah 9, 6 through 7.
For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
Amen. O come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favorable one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Now go even unto Bethlehem
out to me and said, April, I would love to give your gift, a gift to your congregation. And he planned the service and the scriptures, the songs and everything. And he came up and we did that together. And we posted that on Facebook last year. Tony Burke was here. It was fancy, man. We had cameras and different angles. And he put that together for us in such a beautiful, beautiful way. And I will post that on Facebook either tonight or tomorrow. And it's just a really good service. Just, it was so beautiful. And I don't know exactly what Jeremy's going to do tonight. I gave him freedom. But he sang a song last year that he had sent it to me. And I had listened to it briefly. But when he sang it, I was sitting here in the stool, and I thought I was going to fall on the floor weeping. It was so beautiful. And so I'm really thankful that Jeremy could come. We're going to flow right into from what he does into the Lord's Supper. If you did not get the Lord's Supper, the elements, they're in the back, and they're also here in the front. If you didn't get those, get them now. Thank you, Adam, for passing those out. And yourself a candle too. Yeah, they're in the back too, Devin. I had a really strange scripture come to mind for Christmas, actually, and it's been on me for a couple days, and tonight I was like, Lord, is this just me? Just being a little melancholy. I'm missing my mom a little bit, and like, you know, is it just me, or is this really a word from the Lord? And I just want to share briefly with you. I've never appreciated, I guess a better way to say it, I appreciate more than I ever have in my lifetime the darkness into which Jesus was born into, with the political climate, with the spiritual climate, and, you know, he came into a very dark world. And we feel that deeply right now, don't we? And Jesus came. He came into that. For unto us a son is given, the government will be on his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Which one of those things do you need from God this year? If you could just pick one. You need him to be mighty in your life. Mighty. Lord, I really need to see that in my life, in my family. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Need to know him. Prince of Peace. Peace. His name is Wonderful. The Hebrew of that, sometimes it's translated Wonderful Counselor, but you could also translate it the Wonderful One. He's wonderful. And maybe we need to see more of his beauty than we've ever seen before, because we're seeing so much darkness. He's also a counselor for those of us that need wisdom. We don't know what to do. That's That is his name. As Jeremy comes and he ministers, this is a weird scripture that was on my heart for Christmas especially. But surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was born to die, and he bore and he carried our sorrows. I had a sense this afternoon that some of us were coming in here with some heavy sorrows, that we were sad. And as we celebrate the incarnation and the coming, I want you to remember that he bore your sorrows, that which you are sad about, that which you are carrying. Jesus came to bear all of that so you don't have to. So Lord, I bless Jeremy. I thank you for the message that you've given to him. And Lord, may we encounter you as Wonderful. May we encounter you as Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In whatever way, Lord, we need to know you as you come into our darkness, whatever darkness we're feeling, whatever darkness, Lord, I pray that, thank you that you came. And may we encounter you, Holy One. Anoint your Son, Lord, as he ministers to you and ministers to us. May we have eyes to see, ears to hear what your Spirit has to say to us. In Jesus' name.
The verse that April shared, it's from Isaiah 53, and that is actually what the Lord was speaking to me the past couple weeks. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to preach at the Loft, and I was over there on the Saturday before. I was praying and worshiping, and the Lord's like, I want you to throw
bless you, and we honor you, that you would give your one and only Son. It's astounding. It's astounding that you would trust a woman to bring forth the very word of God. We thank you for Mary's obedience, that she said yes. Thank you for Joseph. supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Do you know what that heavenly banquet is going to be? That's the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. As I was driving down that night that Jeremy was going to preach, I heard the word beautiful. And I was like, oh, beautiful. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Lord, I pray we would see more of your beauty than we've ever seen it before. But as Jeremy was preaching that sermon, and I went out, I was just on my face afterward with other people, just on my face. It was like, no, I am beautiful, but I want you to know that you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Jesus died on the cross because he loves you. We are beautiful to him. He loves you. He loves you. When he looks at you, he takes his hands and he says, I love you. Arise, my beautiful one, arise. I love you. And that's what we celebrate, the heavenly banquet, Jesus Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Father, we take this bread. We thank you that you are Emmanuel, that you are with us. And Lord, we just invite you into every place in our heart, Lord, where we're broken, where we need you, where maybe we're stuck in cycles of sin and rebellion. Lord, where we just need comfort. And we need to know, we need to hear you say, I love you. I love you. Where we need peace, Lord, we just take you in as Emmanuel. Come into that place. And Lord, we take this bread and we remember and we receive that by faith in Jesus' name. Take. Lord, we thank you for your blood that you shed on the cross, your blood, Lord, that forgives all of our sins, that heals all of our diseases, that redeems our life from the pit. We honor you, and we bless you, and we thank you for your blood. Healing, where we need healing, God, we just say, come, heal, God, minds, bodies, souls, and spirit. We thank you for your blood, and we receive that now by faith. In Jesus' name, we honor you, Jesus, and we love you, and we thank you for coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. After Christmas, after the 25th. But as I was just, actually, I'm going to tell them what I wrote in your Christmas card, Rich. I'm just so thankful for him and just this COVID during all of this. And just, he's flowed with me and we've had to do things differently. And I just really, really appreciate him. And I just want to say thank you. We just honor you and just thank you for what you've done. Thank you. Oh, come all ye faithful. Let's stand if a tradition here at this church to kind of gather around. So if you just want to do it, you, starting at the windows and just kind of gather around, and we're going to sing Silent Night as our benediction. She has caroling books if you all want to go outside. No pressure whatsoever. I just thought that might be fun. So bless you.